This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Denver Sheriff Department says a new scam is hitting residents' phones and warns people to be cautious. In the scam, someone impersonates a sheriff's deputy and provides a fake badge number. The impersonator then tells the person on the phone that there's a warrant for their arrest, instructing them to go to a Bitcoin machine and pay money to avoid arrest. The Sheriff Department says it would never ask for payment to avoid jail or ask people to use Bitcoin or other wire services. After winning the college hockey national championship last weekend, University of Denver coach David Carl is jumping right into next season.
We also owe it to the program and everybody to turn our attention toward next season, as crazy as that sounds, in trying to win our 11th championship. We want to be perennial contenders year in and year out, and so you have to be able to go from 2 feet elevation to 50,000 feet elevation within a given day or hour.
The Pioneers won their 10th national championship, the most in NCAA history, last weekend, beating Boston College 2-0. Carl spoke with Colorado Matters host Ryan Warner. You can hear the entire conversation in tomorrow's show. Copper Mountain is joining the list of Colorado ski resorts extending their season. Copper Mountain was slated to close on April 28th, but after receiving 2 feet of snow following Monday's snowstorm, the resort says it will be open into May as long as conditions allow. Eldora also extended their season after a major storm last month. It'll be mostly clear and breezy for the rest of the day in Denver. Tomorrow it'll be sunny and 74. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.